Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Here's Space and ESB, proudly Namibian. It's Hey Mommy, 7:34. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. That's your time. The NSK and Shaquan, your favorites in the yellow world, is on your radio. So here's a couple of facts that I'd like to share that will give this conversation a bit of a context as to how serious this recent incident was, okay? Recently, former Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Pierre Mushilenga, during a meeting at the Parliament building, disclosed that the country experienced an average of 7,000 attacks per day in 2022. We wonder what the numbers are for 2023 and 2024. During the first half of 2022, Namibians committed bank fraud to the value of 18.6 million Namibian dollars. But that said, Standard Bank Namibia has revealed earlier this week that a number of its clients' accounts were hacked due to an international financial fraud. And according to a social media statement issued by the bank, they were unauthorized debit card transactions on some of its clients' accounts. And yes, social media and everyone has been abuzz with this conversation as to what happened, you know. And just to contextualize everything for us, to hear from the horse's mouth, from the bank itself and its representative, OC Margaret Mengo, the head of marketing, communication, sponsorships, and CSI. Moro, how are you doing this morning?
Moro.
Morning, NSK. Morning, Shaquan.
Good morning.
It's really good to have you here. Thank you so much, OC. We really appreciate it. And I mean, it's just, it's very important sometimes to hear from the horse's mouth and not leave things to speculate. Margaret, tell us, what caused the security breach?
So, first of all, I just want to give context. It was not a security breach or it was not a hack, as the word is spreading. But these were a limited number of unauthorized debit card transaction that took place. And what caused it? I mean, we have identified the root cause. We've put controls into the place to mitigate this from happening. So,
okay.
And the merchant has been blocked, so... Yeah.
So it's one merchant, one company, one person that that caused all of this crazy.
Yes, one vendor.
One vendor. That's the right terminology. The breach itself, has it been fixed?
Yeah.
Okay.
As I said earlier, we've identified the root cause. We've put controls into place to really mitigate this, and yeah.
How long did it take to fix the breach?
When we discovered it, we were on a call as a team, and throughout the night we fixed it immediately. We blocked it, and yeah. So it was within 12 hours of time frame.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, I mean, the perception, you know, and again, perception does not mean truth. The perception is that, you know, there was maybe a bit of a delay in fixing this. So I'm happy that to hear that within the same day, you know, it was still handled. Is the problem at a national level? Was it a national problem? Was this all over the country? Was this a big number of clientele that was affected? Or was it a small number? Was it just Windhoek?
It was a limited number of Standard Bank Namibia clients. And I'm speaking on behalf of Standard Bank. So it was a very minute percentage of our client base. So, yeah, okay. It was national because it's Standard Bank clients are everywhere.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes. But a very limited number of clients that were affected.
All right.
Yeah.
If you just join us, we've got the head of marketing, communication, sponsorships, and CSI, Margaret Mengo, in studio. Stick around, don't go anywhere. We'll continue with this in a bit.
We deserve better.
Five. The road. Remember safety first with Fresh FM.
That's right, 7:45, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. We've got the head of marketing, communication, sponsorships, and CSI for Standard Bank Namibia in the studio, OC Margaret Mengo, as we just contextualize the issue with what Standard Bank experienced recently and just try and understand the nature of it. Now, OC Margaret, in terms of, now, look, the minute number of clientele that lost their funds through the situation, right? Did they get reimbursed? Will they get reimbursed? What's the process around there?
So they've not lost the money. I'm just joking.
Okay.
It is an unfortunate situation, but they have been engaged. They have been contacted, and the matter is resolved for them.
In the sense of they did get the money back. Okay, fantastic. We just needed that confirmation. Talk to us about the safety now. You know, talk to us about the do's and don'ts, because look, we for some reason we are so urig as people and we love clicking on links. Or
because my bank sent me a link, so why shouldn't I click on it?
You see. We're so urig and we like to answer calls from weird numbers and give our details. We lack the inquisitivity to perhaps maybe call the bank or maybe do a bit of research when we see something online. Talk to us about the do's and don'ts, especially going into now the festive season, OC.
No, sure. Thank you for that, NSK. I think the most repetitive things that we've seen that the scammers, like even yesterday, already when we were engaging with the affected clients, you could see scammers were already a step ahead and trying to really use the SMS notification to say, please click on this link to get your refund, because that's now the common topic in Namibia. So we did issue a notice on our social media platform that relate to this and say, please do not click on any links, because as a bank, we will never send you a message and say, click on this link. That we don't do, because through that you actually disclose and give your information and they get access to your device. Secondly, the other thing is sometimes they call you and then they pretend that they are really a banker, and they know the banker's name, so they make it look like I'm somebody who works at the bank.
Yeah.
And then they will ask you for your personal information. Please do not disclose your personal information through telephonic unless you really go in and really verify with your bank yourself, but do not. And sometimes they will also say no. They will call you with a panic tone and attack and say, we've noticed that your account is been, the transactions are going off. Please, you will get an SMS now. There's a PIN. Please give the PIN to us or what. That's what they will do. And then you will look on your phone because you're panicking in the situation. And then you will give the PIN. And then through that, they're actually accessing your account. So please do not just share any PIN. Don't give your personal details through telephonic. Don't click on any links if you get any. It can happen on email or through SMS as well, the link that we've picked up. So those are the common one. And then also an additional tip is, like, if you on public Wi-Fi, we always say, please do not access your bank or internet bank using a public Wi-Fi, because whether at airports or whatever, do not do that, because that could also be a high risk for you, for people to really access your personal details. So those are the really core and main tips that we want people to really make it a habit of and not doing it.
Talk to us about that second notice that you guys released yesterday.
Yeah.
About not clicking on the link, but it looks like it's coming from you guys.
But it's actually not.
But it's not from
Standard Bank.
From Standard Bank. Walk us through that. That sounds a little confusing for the layman.
So what scammers or hackers do? They tend to probably buy a shortcode and then they watermark the personalized name that we use, like SBN Alert. So you think that this SMS is coming from, but behind it, there's a different short code that they use. And through that, it will look, oh, it's coming from Standard Bank. But then when you look at the content of the message, it says, click on the link. Already I told you, don't click on links. And yet still you get click on link. So we just, yesterday's notice was just to really create awareness in terms of, like, please do not do these things. We don't ask you to click on links. We don't ask you to give your information telephonically, etc. So those are the things. But I know one of the our followers on social media, on Instagram, he actually put a perfect explanation also on on our page. So and I really want to thank him for also explaining that.
And it's just a normal follower. It's not even part of the bank or anything.
Not a bank employee. It's just somebody who knows. I think he's probably experienced. Maybe he's an IT person or cyber person. I'm not so sure. But yeah, he actually put a perfect explanation trying to warn the other clients.
Margaret, my thing is this. You know, I'm so old school with these things now. I'm so old school. Like, it's me, mommy, pass a cunt. We go to the bank. You know,
no, same.
We go to the, even just to deposit or whatever, we go to the actual bank and then we get our business done.
Yeah.
Today, the bank wants you to go digital.
Yeah.
Right? Or generally, the banking system wants you to go digital. Sorry.
For convenience, right?
For convenience, right? Again, to avoid the queues.
For saving time.
You know what I mean?
For saving cost.
But then here are these scammers that are working overtime, though.
But just be vigilant, be cautious. Like, don't access your account using public Wi-Fi.
Or just anybody's phone, any device.
Don't use any device as well to access your accounts. Mm. So it is really, it does save time. It does save cost as well for you. It saves a lot, you understand? So it is convenient. You can bank from anywhere, but just don't use like public Wi-Fis. Don't use anybody's device to access, especially accessing your banking details. Mm. And also don't give your device to people.
Mm. Do you know one thing that I also heard? Hey, I heard some IT heads actually having this conversation. They were talking about even hotspotting from like from someone else's phone, that a bad person can easily also have access to your information.
Yeah, that's because you crazy. Don't know what virus, what things can really transmit over to your device and stuff like that. So just be cautious around that.
Mm. What are your final words, Jose Margaret? Just like to close off this conversation, and hopefully this does not happen again, especially going into the festive. My goodness, now festive, the bank is closed, and then something happens. What are your final words?
So first of all, relating to the incident that has happened or the what is really going on, I would like to really assure all our stakeholders, being our clients, everybody, our stakeholders and our potential clients as well, that that we have contained the matter, and our system are really resilient, that they should not panic or remain calm. We really have good experts in the team as well. So so please be assured that our system are resilient and safety remains a top priority for us. And then secondly, just remain vigilant in terms of that we're going into the festive season as well.
Yeah.
But not just in festive season, just remain vigilant and how you access your banking details and who you're giving it to and all that. So so it's those are the two things. Assurance that we really have this under control, our system remain resilient, and safety is the top priority, but also remain cautious.
I think from my end, there's a couple of listeners who texted on the WhatsApp line right now. So they're saying that in October they also lost some money, but they haven't been refunded yet. Can you perhaps maybe just quickly explain what the procedure is? Like, if I notice any activity on my account that I didn't authorize, what is the first step that I need to do? Is it block a card? What number do I call? Who do I email?
So our call center is accessible, so they can call the call center to block out. But if you have internet banking, you can also block your card through internet banking. And also, like those clients that's mentioning about the October matter, we noted a few of them commenting on our post when we released this.
Yeah.
So we are looking into that. We will engage them this week still.
Mm.
So it's something that we're really looking at. We're not just putting them on the side now. So we're looking into that matter and see what is it. And we will engage them as well.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. All right. No, fantastic.
All right, cool. 7:54 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Margaret Mengo just setting the record straight for us, and obviously if there's anything else that comes to fore, we will forward the question to you, and then maybe you'll just drop us a voice note. Head of Marketing, Communication and Sponsorships and CSI.
Ooh,
with
big title.
Don't play.
You guys also have a big title here.
Honestly, we just make people smile. That's it.
But thank you so much, Margaret. Let's keep it moving. Here's Beyonce.
9. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.